This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Daniel Tablanche. I'm based in Suffolk, originally from Zimbabwe. I'm on a full scope electrician's course and I'm in week one.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. So, Daniel, let's start by finding out a bit about you. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm currently employed by the British Army. And I just thought that I would, see what's out there, see if I can better myself. So I asked the Army and they graciously gave me the time off, and here I am.
So how long have you served in the Army then?
In my seventh year at the moment.
Okay. So what sort of job do you do in the Army?
I'm a tank soldier. I basically drive, load, gun, and sometimes command tanks.
Have you served, whereabouts have you been serving then?
I'm based in Suffolk at a place called RAF Honington. In terms of operations, I've been to Iraq, I've been to Afghanistan. I'm on a bit of a break at the moment.
Okay. So you're training to be an electrician then?
Yeah.
Have you always had an interest in electrics?
I've always wanted to do a trade. And I've looked at, obviously, quite a few plumbing. Too much toilet matter. Mechanics too dirty. And electric seems like it's quite logical. It seems to be quite an easy, well, not an easy thing to do, but it certainly probably would be one of the easier ones out of those three.
What are your plans then, sort of, when you finish the course and you're qualified, are you planning to use your electrical qualification in the armed forces, or are you planning to leave the army and then sort of go self-employed or something like that?
At this stage of the game, I'm looking at, I think it's going to take me a while to finish the course. So I'm in no rush at all at this stage. Once I've finished the course, I'll probably see if I could get permission from the Army to work maybe on weekends and stuff, so I can get a little bit of experience up, and then possibly leave. At the end of the day, I would like to be self-employed, yeah. But initially, I think I need to get a whole lot more experience before I could do that. So I'd probably look to joining a big company or something along those lines.
So Dan, how did you get permission then from the Army to do the course then?
I basically just went through the chain of command, hey? I went to my boss and I spoke to him about it. I said, this is what I'm doing. I'm paying for it out of my own pocket. Even though at the end of the course, the Army has a scheme called Enhanced Learning Credits or Learning Credits. I'm not sure if it's available to civilians and stuff like that. But if you can pay for a course with those learning credits, then the Army is obliged to let you go. Once I finish paying for the course, then I will I'll obviously put my application for enhanced learning credits in. They'll give me some money back, and then I can take that back to the Army and say, right, this is what I've done. I've obviously passed the course, and so you're letting me go for 2 weeks at a time or 1 week at a time was justified.
Let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
To be honest, I'm finding it a little bit difficult. It's all very it sort of just put you in the deep end then and get you to do, well, electrical stuff, I suppose. I've never done anything like this before, although I'm a very hands-on, practical person. So in that respect, it is, you know, tacking a wire to a wall or stuff like that is pretty easy, but it's just the circuits I'm having a little bit of a problem with at the moment. But otherwise, it's good. It's a big learning curve.
How have you found the tutors then at the centre? Have you found them helpful?
Yeah, definitely. And they seem to have a sense of humour as well, which is always good, because I think some of the stuff that we had a bit of a theory session yesterday, that if it was a different instructor, you know, like a monotone sort of fella, we probably would have fallen asleep. But he seems to be okay. He seems to be pretty good.
That's great, Dan. Thank you for joining us.
No problem, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.